attentioning ing the chaperons. I am racing westward toward the daytime setting moon, throttling forth in a gasoline-frenzied vehicle designed to provide me with a sense of being in control of life and limb, captive of the internal combustion engine, a victim of manufactured needs and media-induced desires. I am aquariumed in this metal and plastic pod, preoccupied with steering wheel and pedals, focused on what? My intensity snaps for a moment when I glance above the asphalt pathway to see something startling and poetic and, well, quite beautiful. In the full-on daylight sky, the moon is hovering unnoticed in the sky. What is it doing up there? Moonlight is relegated to nighttime, isn't it? But there it is, right before my eyes, busily being the moon. Suddenly, all the focus and neurotic forward thrust of my barely visible life does not seem as important as it was a few seconds back in time. Hey, look, there is a moon to behold. Why isn't everybody gazing and smiling at this large hunk of cosmic rock? Why are we not pulling off to the side of the road to stand outside our thrusting cages? Why are we not daytime moonstruck? Why are we so intent on these earthling errands and chores when there is something so miraculous and benevolent right there just for our enjoyment and puzzlement? I'm still the ancient geezer with the wonder of a small child trapped inside me. Time to nurture that part of me that remains open to the universe. I can see the moonlight, even though it is drowned out or diminished by sunlight. It is there all the time, awaiting the attention of dreamers. And in between times, when the moon is not in the afternoon skies, there is the sun to ponder, an orb so bright it cannot be observed directly. An orb so bright, all I can do is pay attention to everything it illuminates, everything that reflects its light. The sun is all that keeps us going. Respect must be paid. I snap to attention and continue my journey. The beauty of the setting moon is that it remains calm and available. The beauty of the moon race is that it is unwinnable, thus always there to tease out our wadded dreams, smooth out their wrinkles, allow us moments like the one I just experienced. The moon and the sun dance for our pleasure and inspiration. Time to reward them for their company, their constant companionship, their guardianship over us all. They make good chaperones. Time to blink at the sun and wink at the moon, just to let them know.